This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z. An educational odyssey. Now, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I wanted to introduce our regular feature that we do with Jason Mitchell. And Jason Mitchell is an ND. Jason Mitchell has been involved in the natural products industry for decades, even though he's still very young. I'm not kidding. He really has. He's been formulating and creating products. And Jason has had one of the most successful early on products for stress and sleep with CBD from the get-go. I remember going to one of the early shows, Jason, and seeing a table and so excited with all of the different colors and the formulations. And I was thinking, my goodness, how innovative are these products? And your team, I will never forget that your team was so knowledgeable and explaining to me the products that you put in to make it most effective. And I'm talking, I believe this was about 6 years ago. And was my memory right? Is it about 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, we started the company in November of 2015 with first products on the market in July of 2016. And our first products were the stress and sleep and still continue to be staples in our line. I mean, it's just that, because when you look at it, you know, the research in and around these cannabinoids and terpenes and flavonoids and so many other things that are contained within hemp, they all center around this idea or concept on balance. You know, the technical term is homeostasis, so let's just say what it is, balance. And whenever the body's out of balance, it's challenged. Whenever the body's in balance, it's less challenged. I'm not saying it's not challenged when it's in balance, it's just less challenged. I mean, I think it's challenging to be human. And even our little furry friends are challenged. Life is just that way. I mean, the last year and a half have illustrated, if nothing else, how challenging things can get. But when, you know, when we need a little extra support to achieve this balance or to get closer to it so that we can feel our best, that was our goal. Our goal wasn't to cure disease. I mean, there's a lot of irresponsible companies that were out there for years marketing the idea that, you know, CBD for anxiety and cancer and all these words that they would say. And I'm like, wow, you know, that's really irresponsible because people that are in those situations, they do need medical attention. They need to be going to their doctors to talk to them, to work with them, and discuss what should be happening. And when it comes to cannabis in general, so much more research still needs to be done before any of those things would ever even be remotely close to proven to be true. But what is obvious, and what is so clear to me, is that CBD and these other cannabinoids and terpenes and flavonoids and other things in hemp, they do help to support a system inside of our body called the endocannabinoid system, and they do help with relaxation. And I call it the ultimate chill pill with almost no challenge. It helps you reach a place of, it's like that deep breath that feels good. And I hate to say it that simple. It's not so dramatic that when you take it, your life just changes. No, what it is over time, it begins to act in a supportive manner to help bring about balance so that you can deal better with your stress. I mean, the stress of kids waking you up too early or all the different things, the errands you have to run, the emails and the work and all these things you have to do, that stress will be there. How your body responds to it, how you emotionally respond to it can be supported in a way to where you can deal with it better. And that's really, in one fair swoop to just say, what is the best benefit? It's that. And then there's the benefit of, you know, soreness and pain and stuff like that associated with post-workout and post-strenuous activity. There's been research on that as well that's also very helpful. And so there's really a lot of good reasons to believe.
Jason, I'm loving what you're saying, but more importantly, it's how we are functioning in the world today.
Yeah.
You've created functional products, and that's CBD that's functional, that has the science behind it, the efficacy, and every batch that you make has the paperwork to go with it. And if you're not getting that from your product, then you need to look at that very, very closely. And I just want to say that I love the caveat that you said at the beginning, because, you know, a couple of years ago, just 2 years ago, I remember a conversation with an older friend of mine who lives in a elderly development. And there was a guy saying, you know, for $135, I can get you this tincture, it'll change your life. And she almost bought it, but she called me knowing I do the show, and we talked it through, and I said that this man is ripping you off. Of course, this is the most ridiculous price I've ever heard, and you're not getting paperwork with it. You don't know if what it has in it, and you can't believe someone selling you something. It's just not the way it works.
No,
when there's so many great products.
It's really not. You know, and when someone overpromises something, or they give you a whole list of diseases that it treats or conditions that it helps to treat or cure or whatever, it's really highly irresponsible. You know, part of the challenges that the FDA has had in delivering its view on what the regulations should be and how things should work so that there is a true, proper path for CBD and other cannabinoids is the fact that our own industry is littered with companies acting badly, saying things that legally are not permitted, doing things that are legally outside the law. You know, they're not even validating or verifying their products. That is a requirement. You know, not that you need to know this personally, but there is a law that was fully enacted in 2009, and it's called GMP. Right? It's 21 CFR Part 111 and 117. These are regulations that govern our industry that talk about the testing, the manufacturing, the validation, all the things that are required. So many people walk around thinking that dietary supplements are not regulated. They are. Dietary supplements of any kind, forget what kind, like vitamin A to the mineral zinc, all the way through and everything in between, including CBD, right? They all have to be tested and validated. And if a company doesn't at least do that, then you can't be sure that what they're selling you is even remotely close to safe to consume. But additionally, you know, with CBD being so new, as it relates to a supplement on the market or a topical things of that nature, you need to ask questions like, have you done toxicology studies to verify that what I'm consuming is safe? Now, if they say yes, they should be able to provide the documentation. Because a toxicology study is something that it's an investment of time and money. And I myself have already completed all the toxicology studies that lead to a designation called self-GRAS, which is generally recognized as safe. We also have done secondary and tertiary toxicology, both ingestible and topical, and we have filed documentation in Europe and the UK. We're ready to file here in the US once the regulations open up to allow us to file, and we've already done everything, you know, and have with the publishers things related to generally recognized as safe. This took years and millions of dollars to do. You know, and some people are like, well, how do small businesses ever do that? Well, as sad as I am to say it, there is a cost of doing business in order to make sure that what is being done for with regards to products that are designed for human consumption, maybe small companies aren't able to do it properly. And it saddens me to say that because I wish there was an easier, better way to do it. But the fact is, if you're going to do it responsibly, it costs money, it takes time, and it's hard. And so for me, I'm like, as much as I would love it if a lot of small business owners could get involved in this, but they can't necessarily. And you as a consumer need to make sure that whoever's selling you something is doing it correctly. I can assure you that HempFusion, we do. We do it right. In fact, we have a motto in our company. We always do it right and not always right away. And it means that we just have to do what's necessary. What's right. That's it. All the time, though.
I love that.
There's never an excuse to do it wrong or sideways. Just not. There's no excuse. Money can't be the excuse. Revenue, sales can't be the excuse. Always do it correctly.
So, Jason, as we get ready for break, I want to also mention that I use the word to help us function better. there are some people that have psoriasis and have skin conditions.
Yeah.
And CBD, and one of my dear friends who is world-famous nutritionist, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, of the Fat Flush and the most recent Radical Longevity, talks that the secret to skin and to the secret to looking good is using hemp on the skin. And when we come back from break, let's talk about this. As we go to break, though, people can find out everything, so much information on your website, and it's just hempfusion.com. And Jason makes a probiotic line. It's called Probulin, which is also a spectacular product. And we will be back in just a moment with Jason Mitchell, ND, from Hemp Fusion. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is nice to have you with us today, and we're talking with ND Jason Mitchell from Hemfusion/Probulin, two companies, separate companies. One's probiotic, one is a CBD company. And Jason, you also make... So as we went to break, I was sharing about the new research about hemp in the skin, and it's very exciting research. And do tell us about some of the topicals that you have, because a lot of people have very specific issues when it comes to skin.
Absolutely.
And could hemp be the answer?
Well, you know, hemp is definitely part of it, for sure. And here's the interesting part, is that when you look at the constituents in hemp, it is clearly obvious that there is a benefit to the skin. Let me explain. Skin is the largest organ of your body, and lipids are incredibly valuable to the skin. And in cannabinoid, your skin does have endocannabinoid receptors. Now, whether or not the cannabinoid in a hemp extract or oil applied to the skin can actually reach those endocannabinoid receptors, I think there's still quite a bit more research that needs to be done, but what is apparently obvious is that when applied to the skin, it can be very nourishing. It can do so many different things, specifically the omegas and the lipids and so forth and other compounds clearly have a really good benefit. Now, the name hemp fusion means hemp fused together with other things. Super, super important to understand that hemp fusion has never been a company that only uses hemp, right? We use other botanicals because it's important to know that CBD by itself isn't as really useful as some might think. It's all these other constituents inside hemp and then other things that come with botanicals like ashwagandha or an amino acid GABA or clove and black pepper. There's amazing terpenes in there. And there's just so many different things that can be gleaned from a nice combination that helps to support the body. We created a line of topicals that are actually OTC drug listed with the FDA. That means they've gone through the drug validation process and are now, they have NDC numbers, which are called National Drug Code numbers, and they are essentially drugs according to the FDA as it relates to the, you know, the rules and regs around this. Now, what we've done is we take specific ingredients that are what are called drug monograph ingredients, right? That means, like for our, you were talking about skin conditions, we have a formula called eczema relief, and we use colloidal oatmeal. Colloidal oatmeal is the drug monograph ingredient. This is a has been drug validated that when applied to the skin, it acts as a skin protectant. So things like eczema, rashes, insect bites, you know, things of that nature, all these irritants that can happen to the skin, people absolutely love it, and colloidal oatmeal is wonderful. And then as part of the cosmetic construct of the formula, we include our hemp-derived omegas and CBD, as well as aloe vera, and all these other wonderful ingredients that combined also help to nourish and support the skin. This combination is really, really important. Now, we have a similar product in a skin-protective way for those that are dealing with acne, predominantly younger individuals, obviously, but then even some people have adult acne with challenges related to hormones and things of that nature that all happen. So we have a formula that we use a drug monographed ingredient, salicylic acid, which is derived directly from white willow bark. And what this does is acts as an exfoliator, and it helps to clear out the pores and so forth so that the skin will react better. And then again, our cosmetic construct, including aloe vera and hemp-derived omegas and CBD and so many other things, help to nourish and support the skin in a really super way. And so this idea of fusion works, and that's why our product, our company is called Hemp Fusion. Now, we have a whole suite of products related to pain. We use menthol for that temporary pain relief of things like simple backaches or arthritis arthritis pain or different things that relate, you know, their soreness related to strain or whatever. It's really just important to know that menthol has this cooling and warming effect, and it has this ability to help alleviate those minor aches and pains. But then additionally, that cosmetic construct with the hemp-derived omegas and CBD and aloe vera and shea butter and all these other wonderful MSM and all these wonderful ingredients, it's really important to help support the skin that way too. And so it's really key. These products are designed and formulated so that they give you easy communicated benefit on the front panel. It just says eczema relief, pain relief, acne relief. It tells you exactly what it does, so it's really simple to know what the product's intended for. And then it also has a really, really effective price, and the formula works. That's the whole key. And it's also tested. All of our topicals have been reviewed by an outside, independent, third-party toxicologist to review and say that this is safe to apply to the skin.
I love that. I love that. And I think Anne Louise is right in her book, Longevity, the new book. I think, Radical Longevity, I think that this could be an anti-aging benefit, because if our skin is the largest organ and our endocannabinoid system is so depleted, taking CBD could absolutely nurture the skin, as you were saying, in ways that we never even could ever have thought about 10 years ago.
Yes, nourishing the skin and helping nourish it in special ways is important. You know, it's key. You know, and part of the cosmetic construct and all these products. We even have a product called Aging Beauty, by the way. And the reason why it's Aging Beauty and doesn't say anti-aging is because we're all aging. The only time you stop aging is when you die. And so I don't think anybody's trying to go for that. That's not the goal. The goal is to age more gracefully, right? That's the whole goal.
And, right.
And so we use a melon extract that has been studied in France, and it contains a super antioxidant called superoxide dismutase, or SOD, and has been shown to really help with fine lines and wrinkles and things of that nature. It's just really, really helping to support the skin in a really special way. And then when you have the other cosmetic construct of it, including the hemp-derived omegas and CBD and cannabinoids and aloe and shea, all these other wonderful ingredients, it's not a big surprise that people really like our Aging Beauty product, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sounds wonderful, actually. Sounds terrific. And, you know, maybe that's why you look so good, because you're a product of your own company and everything that you do. I bet that's one of the reasons, though, Jason. Your passion has a lot to do with it.
My wife's my better two-thirds, and she's also far more attractive and even older than me, but yet far more attractive because she takes better care of herself than I do. So I'm telling you right now, I learn from her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And for more information about all of the things that we've talked about today, give out the websites for both Probulin Hemp Fusion, please.
Yeah, for Hemp Fusion, it's HempFusion, no misspelling, no crazy words, just HempFusion.com, very simple and straightforward. And then for our probiotic company, I know we didn't talk much about it, but digestive health is key, Probulin.com, it's Probulin, and that's Probulin.com.
And by the way, probiotics, the key to being healthier and younger. So thank you so much, Jason Mitchell.
Pleasure.
So appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. I will be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer. Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD.
but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Well, how about getting together with a group of like-minded friends and having a meal that was created just for you and your group by a professional chef that has cannabis in it? Well, private chef and cannabis entrepreneur Leighton Murdoch is with us. He's a New York City native, Institute of Culinary Education alumni, seasoned globetrotter, uniquely creates a diverse range of traditional ethnic and modern contemporary dishes, and he is known as a culinary cannabis trailblazer, food venturer, and a master of his craft. And Chef Leighton, welcome to the program.
How you doing today?
I'm well. We love your voice, by the way. Okay,
you
host monthly private dinner series for notable fashion industry executives, pro sports athletes. Tell us about what you do and how you got into this, Chef.
So, I started a cannabis dinner series called Every Other Thursday that I've done all over the country and Canada, but I mainly do it once a month in New York and Chicago. I realized that everybody was focused on like cultivation, manufacturing, production, but nobody was really focused on food. So being a chef, I decided to create my own lane and started my own line of seasonings and sauces.
So is it easy or hard to cook and play with cannabis and food?
It's a little of both, because with cannabis, when you're cooking with it, you got to watch the high temperatures, because you'll lose some of the potencies at really high temperatures. So you just got to play around with it at first until you really get it.
Yeah. And I would also think that how do you keep it so that there is not that it works for one guest and not overdoes for the other guest? And if you're having multiple layers, I mean, I can't imagine the logistics of having to plan from soup to nuts.
So what I really do, I don't have new, like, first-timers at my dinners, because with an edible, I don't think an edible should ever be your first experience with cannabis. For one, the high lasts way too long. And if you're not experienced, you might get, panicky, too anxious, and you will mess up the dinner series for everybody else. So that's one of the questions that me or my staff make sure to ask, like, this is not your first experience. Because we're trying to have everybody guided, like a guided experience.
Right. So you want people that are used to having cannabis in their life for recreation?
Yes. Preferably.
And edibles take a while to get into the digestion. Is that true?
Yeah, so what it is, when you eat, it gets processed through your liver, and it turns, your liver turns it into 11-hydroxy-THC, which is 4 to 5 times stronger than if you smoke it. So that's why you a body high that lasts longer than if you smoke. When you smoke, your high wears off in like 45 minutes.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How do you regulate that, and how do you do the dosing? It must be so technical.
Yeah, so I start, like, my dinners here. Well, my dinners, I don't go over 50 milligrams. I try to break everything down. Start with something light, an appetizer, main course, strong dessert. I mix in a little CBD to try to, if you're getting too high, to bring you down. But I also have, like, CBD water. Just in case somebody gets too high, CBD will bring you down. Also, if you eat raw pepper, it brings you down also.
Oh. So, who knew that? All the spices that you have to be careful of and mixing and matching and all of that.
Yeah.
And how long do the dinner parties last?
So, between 2.5-3 hours max. But it's like an old experience. So we usually have appetizers that we have like live music, or we have a performance, main course, same thing, performance, and then we have the dessert and everybody gets up, have a conversation with each other.
Yep.
Try to have a diversity.
Right. How many people do you like to have in your gatherings at Aroma Culinary?
Oh, the dinner series is called every other Thursday. Aroma Culinary is the seasoning brand.
Oh, okay. So you have two different brands.
Yeah. So they kind of, I started every other Thursday, spelled T-H-U-R-C-D-A-Y. So I have T-H-C and that's how I spell Thursday.
Yeah. Clever.
I started it as a marketing vehicle for Aroma. So that way, at the dinners, I can explain to you I'm using the seasoning that you could also purchase at the dinner to take home to do the same thing like what I did, but you're able to control your dosage. So
yes.
I have it to where it's 10 milligrams per tablespoon, 3.2 milligrams per teaspoon, so now you could go home and control your dosage yourself.
So let me ask you a question about, you have been doing this for how long now?
I've been doing the dinner series for about two years.
2 years. Was it hard as a black man and a black chef on top of that to combine this, to be in an industry that has not embraced a lot of diversification?
Yeah. So, but I have a large network of friends, so I started, then it just word spread. One of my friends, Andre, I call him my elevation ambassador. He had a network of friends in Chicago. He introduced me to my now business partner, Manny. And we just started a dinner series in Chicago about right before COVID. COVID kind of slowed everything down for us.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. So we have a lot of, I have a large group of friends that we all have a large network. So that's how we're able to do what we're doing. But yes, it is hard.
Why do you think it is that the industry has been mostly white suits, male-oriented?
I think because they have access to capital. We don't have access to capital like they do. Like,
it's also a lack of women, too. Women, minorities, Latinos, I've noticed that it saddens me, you know, that this is going on, and it saddens me that there are so many people that are not understanding the power and the potential for this plant. And something as unique as what you're doing, which is your own little niche, is so powerful in educating people and having fun and cooking and all of those things. It could be such a perfect outlet.
Yeah,
could be a great business model.
Yeah, that's what we try to do at the dinners. We try to educate people on the plant to show them it's not what they think it is, and it has a lot of benefits. And we're just trying to change the narrative.
Yeah, the narrative has been a tough narrative to change. So
yeah.
It's nice to see that you're doing all of this, and not too many black chefs in this country either.
No, not many. There's some, but not that many.
Why do you think that is?
I think the food aspect of the cannabis industry is really hard. I didn't realize how hard it is until I actually started. And this is why a lot of people in the cannabis space don't really do food. The food industry.
No. It's so hard to regulate. It's so hard dosing. And you know, the temperature has to be a certain degree or you don't get the effects. And it's just, it's so complicated. It's really very scientific. A lot of science behind it. When we come back with Chef Leighton Murdoch, and Chef, tell us what the best websites are to find out more about you and what you're doing.
You can follow my Instagram at Aroma Culinary. It's the same as the website, aromaculinary.co.
Aromaculinary.
Say that again.
Aromaculinary.co. Okay. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue with our chef. Fascinating story, and a chef that is making a difference in educating people from all walks of life on cannabis and the benefits of it. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Once again, here's your host, Frankie Boyer.
Chef Leighton Murdoch is with us, and welcome back to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. So if someone is just joining us and saying, okay, I have to say that if you're going to play around and using cannabis in food preparation, you really need to know what you're doing. And Chef, you and I were just discussing this off air. There's so many issues with this. So if you don't know what you're doing, leave it to the chefs, the yeah. professional chefs. So give us an example of... Give us an example of some of the fun things that you make for your dinner parties.
I like to make this. So one of the things I make is this heart of palm ceviche. That's really a hit. Or my strawberry summer cake. That's also a hit. Those are a couple of the things that I like to make. The heart of palm ceviche is really fresh. Something simple, quick.
Yeah. Sounds delicious. I love hearts
really
of palm.
Good.
And what are some of the entrees that you make?
Oh, my short ribs are always a hit.
So do you infuse the sauces and the rubs with the cannabis? Is that how you get it to work?
So I usually infuse the oils or the butters. Sometimes we have sauces on the side that because everybody's tolerance is different. So if you feel like
The
dishes isn't strong enough, I'll have like some hot sauce or some barbecue sauce on the side that you could add to your dish to make it even stronger.
Right.
So that's kind of a way of everybody gauging their tolerance. Because what might be good for me might be too strong for you, or vice versa.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously, you have to have it legal in the state that you're in. Cannabis recreationally has to be legal, but that's not a problem because there are so many states right now where it is legal for recreational. Massachusetts, by the way, is one of them. We have to get the chef here.
Definitely.
Massachusetts, chef.
Would love to do a dinner in Boston.
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun? And
yes.
Do you do it at a private home? Or do you do it at a dispensary? Where do you do them? Where do you do the parties?
So I have, we find private events. So usually nobody knows the location until the day before the event. The last one we did in Chicago was in a museum, a really beautiful museum.
Yep.
Yeah. And New York, I have a steady location that I've used for the last year that's really nice. You can take pictures in the back. We have a downstairs area. It's a really nice location.
Because location is really critical. It really is when it comes to something like this. And so many places we are doing this. We're seeing this all over the country. California actually has restaurants where you can do that. And are there any restaurants, though, in any of the other states where it's legal recreationally?
No,
I don't know of any. Do you?
I think Colorado is working on something that they could have consumption areas.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to get past at this point. I know it, and you can understand why, as the chef is explaining all of the technical issues that you have to go through to make all of this happen. And chef, let me ask you: how many people do you usually have at these events?
Before COVID, we were doing around 40, 45 people per event. Pre-COVID or post-COVID, now we're doing around 25, 30 because we're trying to make sure people are comfortable. But usually,
are you
groups?
I was going to say, is it small groups of people like friends coming together, okay?
That's how usually we
and
on COVID, that's how it usually comes, groups of people. So we just put them together.
And you have a pre-fixed menu as well as a price as well?
Yes. I try to cater to everybody, so I try to make sure that I have all three courses that cater to vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
I try to cater to everybody at the dinner.
That is huge, absolutely huge. Okay, give me a rough idea of what a dinner would cost. Now, you have to remember, we have a farm-to-table restaurant that you could leave, and it would be like $300 to $500 a couple, and that's without cannabis. That's just her several meals farm-to-table, and you sit in a picnic table, and she gets that kind of money. So I'm just curious, what's the range?
I don't think I'm charging it up there. My range goes from $175 to $250, and you're getting drinks.
That's pretty affordable.
Yeah, I try to make it affordable for everybody because I want everybody to be able to experience the dinners. And it's also like a marketing for aroma because at the dinners, I'm also selling the products. So now you could take the product and try to do the thing. So I don't try to kill anybody on the ticket prices. But everything depends on the experience.
This is awesome. Oh, chef, this has been great. Thank you so much. Can you give us the best website and all the information people can find out more about you?
So you could follow me on Instagram at Chef Layton or Aroma Culinary Instagram, or you could follow or you could check out the website aromaculinary.co.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and all of these wonderful things that you're doing. We wish you the best of luck and stop by again soon, okay? And thank all of you.
Thanks, Frankie.
Thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening, everybody. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near, and if you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
You've been listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.